USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese Safety Authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. A federal judge in Texas has thrown out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital System targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claimed that the vaccinations are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday will dominate the news cycles this week. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States seeks a more stable and predictable relationship with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.